Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Rams win Super Bowl.
Oh my God, it was so exciting.
U.S.-Canada bridge cleared.
My rights and my freedoms are being infringed and denied here.
Russian skater prevails.
The cast panel has decided to let Miss Valieva continue.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Los Angeles Rams are NFL champions.
We needed this. You know, the pandemic brought us down so bad. Now we're together and we're happy.
Their fans love it as the Rams won Super Bowl 56 in their home stadium 23-20 over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Pass. Got it. Touchdown.
A late touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp did it on NBC. Kupp was the game's MVP.
I don't feel deserving of this. I mean, God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around, for the coaches, for my family.
A late L.A. defensive stand stopped Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow from pulling off some heroics of his own. He acknowledged it was a great season for his team, one that defied expectation.
This doesn't come around every year. This is a special group of guys that really came together, and it's as close of a group that I've ever been around.
And this caps off a season that saw fan interest in the NFL surge and playoff TV ratings go through the roof. Well, now to Canada, where police have cleared out the protesters who'd blocked the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor. But they're still holding firm in Canada's capital, Ottawa. This resident says it's gone on there long enough.
People want to have their voices heard. We've heard them. The way they're going about it now is completely unacceptable. They're occupying our city. People are scared to go to work.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This morning, the Ambassador Bridge is back open to traffic and trade. After police broke the Canadian border blockade, arresting dozens of demonstrators and towing vehicles, ending a week of protest over the country's pandemic restrictions. Sarah Grove says she's been protesting against COVID-19 mandates for a year.
No matter what we do, these mandates are not going to end. And that's what this is about.
I'm tired of a lockdown too.
Ralph Paul Frack voiced his frustration at the protesters.
I love the protest, but I think it's gotten too long to the point where a lot of people are losing their jobs.
A protest effort in this country tied to the Super Bowl never materialized. U.S. officials believe Russia could invade Ukraine within days. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
While the White House stresses that a diplomatic path remains open, officials also say that an invasion could happen at any moment. Sources tell CBS News the Biden administration is preparing to withdraw all U.S. personnel from Kyiv within the next 12 to 36 hours.
Correspondent Holly Williams is in Ukraine.
Ukraine is now close to being encircled by Russian forces. And there's fear the military drills are a prelude to the Russians moving in. It's thought an invasion could start with airstrikes. Kyiv's subway system also serves as the Ukrainian capital's biggest bomb shelter. Konstantin Belotserkivsky told us he already has an emergency bag packed in case he has to run from a Russian attack.
The worst thing is you feel helpless. The only thing you can do is wait.
A Russian skater who failed a pre-Olympic drug test will get to compete at the Winter Games, but there will be no ceremony for her if she medals. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
With much of the Olympic world anxiously waiting, the decision was announced.
The CAS panel in charge of this matter has decided to let Miss Valieva continue her participation in the Olympic Winter Games.
The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling opens the door for 15-year-old Kamila Valieva to compete in the women's figure skating event starting tomorrow, even though she tested positive for a banned drug in December. A key factor was Valieva's age. U.S. Olympic officials called it another chapter in Russia's disregard for clean sport. Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
The Beijing Olympics already had problems because of human rights issues. Now their legacy will also include allowing a doped athlete to compete.
The ruling only applies to Valieva's participation here in Beijing. There will be additional, more extensive investigations. As for competition today, three more U.S. medals, a gold, silver, and bronze. The U.S. has now won 7 gold medals. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
At least 11 people were wounded in a stabbing spree yesterday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos says a suspect who was on a bicycle is under arrest.
They appear to be random. A person just came up and said they were stabbed. Doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason at this point.
Two victims in critical condition, the others not seriously hurt. Police are investigating what happened on an American Airlines flight from L.A. to Washington. It was diverted to Kansas City because of an unruly passenger. The flight attendants union says the person tried to open a door while in flight. There's word filmmaker Ivan Reitman has died.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Ghostbusters and other comedies like Animal House top his resume. Reitman's family tells the Associated Press he passed away at home. He was 75. Well, the Super Bowl was more than just a football game. CBS's Stacey Lynn says reviews have been good for the halftime show.
The show on NBC took us back.
It's the one and only people that we
Snoop Dogg.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg kicking it off. Kendrick Lamar.
Come on, everybody, get on down.
And Mary J. Blige wearing thigh-high mirrored boots. A surprise performance from 50 Cent. And the super hyped up crowd cheering on Eminem as he took a knee.
That knee was an apparent tribute to Colin Kaepernick in his protests 6 years ago. Advertisers paid up to $7 million for 30-second spots. Chevy recreated the opening sequence to the TV drama The Sopranos. But it featured the actors who played The Sopranos' children on the series.
The first ever all-electric Chevy Silverado. A whole new truck for a whole new generation.
There were a lot of electric vehicle ads, and crypto, too. One by FTX gave us Larry David's take.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hurricanes and tornadoes are destructive forces. What's the physical impact on people who survive the worst of the worst?
The survivors of weather-related disasters may have accelerated aging. That in a study from Arizona State University.
The fallout from a natural disaster can make for an unpredictable environment that can activate the stress response pathway and have longer-term effects on immune systems and health.
Researcher Noah Snyder-Mackler on what further investigation hopes to find.
How is that external stressor translated into molecular, cellular changes that impact your health?
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
The San Francisco 49ers fell one win short of the Super Bowl, losing to the Rams in the NFC title game. And now comes word the team was hit by a ransomware attack. A gang called Black Byte says it stole some of the team's financial data and posted some of it on the dark web. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.